West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, state officials have approved the initial components of a program that would let qualifying families use up to $6,500 of public money for education expenses, including private school tuition. The program is part of Senate Bill 233, known as the Georgia Promise Scholarship Act, approved by state lawmakers earlier this year. The Georgia Education Savings Authority Board, which oversees the scholarship program, approved the guidelines in November. To qualify, students would need to be zoned to attend a public school where test scores are in the bottom 25% of the state. Now, locally, that would include Jones Elementary School in the Bremen City Schools District, along with Bowden High School, Mount Zion Middle School, Sharp Creek Elementary School, Temple Middle School, and Villarica Middle School in the Carroll County District. In addition to residency requirements, families will have to qualify based on need. Those earning less than 400% of the federal poverty level, or about $124,000 for a family of four, will receive priority. Carrollton City Council on Monday to consider a pair of rezoning requests ahead of developers' plans to add 41 townhome lots and a 50-lot single-family detached subdivision. Trick Quality Homes is requesting rezoning of 3.83 acres on Abbey Lane to develop the 41 townhome lots. The subject property is located at the end of Abbey Place off of Rome Street. That project would be an extension of the existing Abbey Place townhome community located off Rome Street. And Preston Company LLC is asking to rezone 23.41 acres located off of Stewart Street in order to develop a 50-lot single-family detached residential subdivision. The property is adjacent to Hobbs Farm and Grove Park. And tickets are still available for several Christmas concerts coming up this month, including the Carrollton Community Chorus presentation of Christmas in Carrollton, December 13th and 14th at the Carrollton Center for the Arts.
And on December 17th, we're going to do Christmas with the Carrollton Wind Ensemble. And in the middle of the show, I'll take requests and we'll roll out the big piano.
Terry Lowry is conductor of the community chorus and the wind ensemble.
The very next day, we'll play Christmas carols all over Carrollton. That's on the 18th. And then again on Saturday, the 21st, we'll play Christmas carols all over our community.
And finally, Lowry leads the Carrollton Jazz Orchestra on December the 19th for a swinging Christmas at the Carrollton Center for the Arts.
The Carrollton Jazz Orchestra is a fantastic professional jazz band. We play all over the state. Our Christmas show is one of our most popular. It sells out every year. So again, like all of these concerts, you want to get your ticket early.
Get more information on events at the Carrollton Center of the Arts online at carrolltonga.com/event. I'm Colin Worthington.